to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
And today is Sunday. The day of rest. The day of Barbie.
It's Barbie day.
It's Barbie. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
So my biggest thing is with this, for those of you who have not seen the Barbie movie, that's what this episode is all about. So here's your spoiler alert. Do not listen. Stop right motherfucker here. Don't scroll further if you have not seen the Barbie movie.
And if you want to see it,
go. If you want to see it.
If you don't
want to
see it, go ahead.
Because I will say, I did not listen to any like crazy, you know, people reviewing the movie before I went in. And I thought it was going to be all rainbows and butterflies. And so I think that's why it was so good for me. But stop right now. Come back to this after you watch the Barbie movie and we'll see where we're at. We'll see if we're still friends. Okay. But yeah, I think that's kind of how our weeks started is we were just, how was your week? You had a pretty busy week.
Yeah, it was a busy week. I went to a country concert. That was so fun. But you asked me if I'd seen the Barbie movie, and I was like, no, I wasn't planning on it.
I said, you need to go fucking see it right now.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, guess I got to do the research. You know, this is part of it. I signed up for this.
Podcast research.
So I forced Kayla to go with me. Literally 15 minutes before the movie, she's like, can you call somebody else to go with you? No joke. And I was just like, we have to leave in 15 minutes. Like, what do you mean? So I really did call Cecilia, and she's like, no, I'm still at work. I was like, all right. And I was like, sorry, babe, you gotta go. So we go get popcorn. It was great with the reclined seats. Bro, I haven't been to the movies in so long.
I have not been to the electrical recliner.
It's so nice.
Mine didn't have electrical recliners. Oh. I haven't been to the movies since pre-COVID.
Yeah, that's what
bro.
I'm saying.
Pre-COVID. And I literally got there and I was like, oh, this popcorn and snacks, and I got a slushy because I was like, fuck it. And I was like, this isn't as expensive as I thought it once was. You know, it's still a little pricey. The cost of the movie. I was like, this is fucking insane right now.
Yeah.
But I had the whole fucking theater to myself. I was like, holy shit.
There's no one here. There was people at ours.
I went to the last showing.
That makes sense.
There was like one other couple up front. I was like, this is nuts. But yeah, being in a movie theater after COVID. And I've just been wanting to see that movie. I've been seeing it a lot. I have a soft spot in my heart for Miss Barbie, but I was like, I need to go see it. And also because Margot is looking fine. And I was like, I have to see her. She's great.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited and I was really thrilled. And we go to the Barbie movie and I feel like we have difference of opinions on this Barbie movie. So I want to get into it. I want to dive into it. But ultimately,
well, we need to establish first. Did you play with Barbies when you were little?
I did.
Because this plays a factor in it.
I remember specifically when I moved up to Idaho. So I was about 5 or 6 years old. And I remember I had my auntie gave me Barbies and Barbie toys. I always wanted a fucking Barbie fifth wheel. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
my whole life.
Yeah.
My whole fucking life. And my mom never got me one. Still to this day, I was like, oh my God, I want to get one for my daughter, but she's not asking for it. So she's not really, my daughter has Barbies. She loves Barbies. Mm-hmm. So I play with my daughter too. But I had a fucking pink stretch limousine with a little pool in the back.
Yeah.
Mom wasn't there. I'd put fucking water in it. And like, yeah, I had Barbies for sure. Was I a Barbie girl? I felt like I was never really super pretty. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I call it ugly duckling syndrome, but I played with Barbies and I really had a good time with it. I never dressed like them. And when I was little, I think when I was like 4 or 5, when my mom still had control over my wardrobe, she would dress me so cute. And I was always a tomboy. So I never dressed like it. I never really, quote unquote, acted like Barbie or anything like that. And so some of the things that they had mentioned in the movie, and we'll talk about it, but like, I didn't align with, oh, that's not how I viewed my Barbies. Like, that's not how I viewed the picture, you know, the pinnacle that is Barbie. That's not how I viewed it as a child. But yes, short answer, I've played with Barbs.
I had a lot of Barbies. That should have been way shorter, but it's okay.
Yes, I played with Barbies. Next question, Your Honor.
Oh, thanks for asking.
Did you play with Barbies?
I did too. I had the pink Corvette, like, all of that.
Bitch, I bet you had a Barbie car. Fuck your privileges.
I didn't. I wasn't privileged in California, bro. I just became privileged when I moved to Idaho.
They had that Cali money.
And so Yeah, I always wanted the Barbie Jeep, of course. You kind of brought that up. I think I dressed pretty girly and stuff like that and was always playing dress up in my mom's clothes, like, you know, all those years. But I hit a time where I was a tomboy for all that time, like all the years.
Like through. A bulk of my life, I was a tomboy for sure.
But yeah, Barbies. But my mom, I talked to my mom on the way home today and I was telling her we were going to talk about this and she wants to see it because she also played with Barbies. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And but she goes, now that I think about it, she's like, you had Barbies and you played with Barbies, but you weren't one of those people that was like, play with me and let's do this. Mm. Like I didn't play me with either. I didn't play toys very much. She was saying, because like I am very like social, so I want to be where everyone's mm-hmm. at. Like I didn't sit in my room and figure it all out. I didn't have like that big of an imagination. That's just not me. I still don't. Like let's be real. Like I'm not very creative and like. So anyways, I thought that was funny that she remembered that. But anyways, yeah. So I played with Barbies for sure. And then did you say this or my mom said? She's like, I only remember having one Ken. Was that you or my mom said that?
Probably your mom.
Yeah. So I was like, me too. You had one Ken. If you did, you had one Ken. So
I don't remember ever playing with my mom either mm-hmm. or asking other people to come play with me. The specific memory I have is when we were in, it was our first apartments. They were super run down and ghetto, bro. They were condemned. Torn down is the first apartments we ever lived in when I was here. And I just remember vividly in my room playing with Barbies and all. I never had a Ken. I don't think I ever had a male mm-hmm. Barbie, and like, because I had a brother.
I would
and a
make stepbrother. Them kiss. I remember making them kiss. I would make Barbies kiss.
I'd make them dance. Like, they never had clothes, although I did like when they had like their full sets, you know, together, mm-hmm. but you can never keep those together. I do play with my daughter, and it is so fucking fun. Mm-hmm. Playing Barbies with my daughter literally makes me laugh. I crack myself up because all of my jokes are over her head, but mm-hmm. She has the best imagination. She's always like, play with me, please. We could play whatever. She uses fucking anything. She'll use things that are not dolls as dolls. And so she likes to play not just with Barbies, but any doll. She also doesn't have a Ken, which, like, we can crack open this Barbie movie from this angle, okay? Yeah. And I thought it was a very subconscious and so tactfully done. Like, overall, the movie, that woman in the movie didn't have a Ken. She even made a comment in the car where she's like, oh, I never had a Ken. So subconsciously Barbie, because that's Barbie subconscious is the person who's playing with her. Spoiler alert. So she goes, she's not in love with Ken. She doesn't really care for Ken. Ken is the accessory, right? So she never really has this like, oh, Ken has to be a part of the dynamic and Ken has to be a part and come with me everywhere, because the girl who played with her never really had a Ken. So subconsciously, this main Barbie was like, I don't need a Ken. And so it was a very tactfully done seed in the movie where I was like, oh my God, I love this. This is so good.
But that's why it was confusing in the beginning for me. Not confusing, but I was like, oh, this is going completely, because I didn't know where it was going.
Yeah, right? You don't know where it's going.
But when you're growing up, you're made to think that Barbie and Ken are in love.
Yeah.
So that's what threw me off
watching. I love you, Ken.
Yeah, like that. And then in the movie, it's like, hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken. Or, and he's and almost all like that annoying, kids. Like, mm-hmm. oh, that annoying, like, then go, but stay close. Yeah. Like, you know, the whole time she's like, God, just stop fucking up my shit. I have stuff to do. And so for me, I thought that was really, really great because our whole lives were like, oh, she needs a Ken, but Ken needs a Barbie. And so you're like, that's right. Oh, my God. But overall, how would you rate the movie, like a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at and why?
I thought it was good and it was cute and I liked a lot of things about it and it was funny and there was a lot of messages that I liked, but I didn't leave the movie theater being like life-changing 10 out of 10. I probably left the movie theater, I don't know, maybe like a 7 for me. Mm-hmm. You know, out of 10. Yeah.
And what made it a 7 instead of an 8?
Because when I left, that's how I felt. Like, I thought it was good, but I also had your perception of you telling me you thought it was exceptional.
I thought it was a 10 out of 10 life-changing.
I was like, oh, okay. But
so you had expectations going in.
I don't even think I had expectations, but I also have my own thoughts and
you know, feelings. And I just, but again, I do think it comes into play that I don't have a daughter that I play Barbies with. And someone that I talked to in my family, she felt the same way, that her friend who has a daughter that she played Barbies with was crying in multiple places of the movie or parts in the movie, and she wasn't. And so it almost like she felt almost like, shit, I have sons, like, so I didn't get to connect like she did in that movie. So I think there's a lot of factors of why maybe you think it's a 10 out of 10 and yeah. I don't, but
yeah. And I definitely cried at four different parts of the movie for sure.
I almost cried.
I would say two of those parts were, yes, definitely the heartstrings on the times where I've literally sat and played Barbies with my daughter, and you can see the mosaic where she's playing Barbies with her daughter.
Yeah, and you can't and see I was who like, it is in the beginning.
Yeah, and I and then towards, you know, when they have the aha moment in the car where they're, she's like, I'm your Barbie. I'm not your daughter's Barbie. I'm your Barbie. And she plays back this mosaic, and the mom's now in the picture. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think it makes me sad because I'm in that moment right now. And that mom in the future moment is just trying to share the same fucking space as her daughter. And her daughter's like, Mom, ooh, like, get away from me. Stop. Just stop. And like, I was telling my mom that, we were joking. She goes, dude, you were so like that with me. You would just tell me, you'd be like, Mom, stop. And my mom was like, so just be. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not looking forward to that. Because, you know, 1 through 10, you know, like Slash always say, like, you are your kid's number one. You want to be that. And so I am like, wow, I'm in this flashback moment right now with my daughter. So that made me cry, for one. The, you know, the parts that I cried the most to were this. I gave it a 10 out of 10. Would recommend. It is the best because, one, let's just start with the imagery. Like, can we start with the imagery? Like, the set design, the costumes, the scene transitions, and even when they had to, like, play Barbies in the car, you know, as they're going to a different scene, how they went from Barbie land into the real world. Like,
yeah, that was
with the
funny.
Little paper dolls. Yeah, the there set. Was. I, you know, I remember playing with that shit. And
that's what I'm saying. Like,
shit.
Those things and being like, so that good. House that I wasn't able to get, or oh that Barbie, God. Or like, yes. You know, like that.
And
I
the little
that.
Scenes and the little yeah. houses and like the, Dr. Barbie, President Barbie, like all these different Barbies. You were like, yes, gymnastics Barbie. Like, I remember.
Weird Barbie.
Weird Barbie. Can we talk about how she stole that? She fucking made that movie, dude. Who is that actress from SNL? Oh my God. I really have enjoyed her. She is one of the, I mean, will I say, and she's a lesbian too, but she's fucking hilarious. She made that whole fucking movie. Every scene with her in it, I was laughing out loud. She was so fucking fat. What is her fucking name?
Hang
I need
on,
to know.
It's on the tip of
it's
my
on
tongue.
The tip of my tongue. She fucking stole. She's just always doing the splits.
I can't see that.
Kate McKinnon.
I wouldn't have got that.
Kate McKinnon, bitch, dude. She just brought such a level of comedy because, one, we all had that weird Barbie. And my daughter even has that weird Barbie. The Barbie that, like, something got stuck in their hair, so you cut it.
Yeah.
They got experimental and they wanted to cut it. And it's just, and now they're even coming out with I saw that too, a weird Barbie.
And she has to have her leg up everywhere.
She's all doing the splits everywhere. Yeah. She's like, oh, she's always doing the splits. It's so uncomfortable. She fucking stole those scenes, man. She was so
or like a Barbie's leg amazing. Came off. That would probably be, that's pretty funny.
Oh yeah. Legs coming off, arms coming off, or switching different heads and bodies. Like, that would have been a fun parody. But so kudos to Kate McKinnon because she fucking made that. She just so delivered and gave, you know, was the insightful one. I really loved that. So the set design, the costumes, the originality with every, I felt like the detail to the film was fantastic. Second point is you can tell that this was created and directed from a female perspective.
Yeah.
There is no aspect of the male gaze present in this movie. And that warmed my little coochie, let me tell you. That fact that, like, there was nothing about it that icked me, that was like, that's not how it is. Like, no, none of it. It was just so well done from the female gaze and what that looks like. And Trishieri, I thought that it was such a beautiful marriage between an old time, right? An ideal woman, quote unquote, that is Barbie. And the movie really is explaining to you the transition of your childhood, which is playing in this magical land that you can be anybody. You don't have, and that was like the history of the Barbie was taught to, where it's like, you don't have to just be a mom. Mm-hmm. Barbie isn't a fucking baby doll. And the humor that came with that, every, out of all these occupations that Barbie was, now one time was she a mom. And they had a Barbie that was pregnant. And that was discontinued almost effective immediately because, yeah, you know what I mean? And so it truly depicts this transition from your childhood as a little girl thinking you can do anything, be anybody, into the harsh reality of we're in a fucking patriarchal society. Bitch, sit down.
Yeah.
And her coming to that as well and that realization. And so that's what really, really hit and made me cry so many moments between, you know, scenes, is because I was like, God, I remember feeling like,
are you gonna cry right now?
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. No. Oh, there it goes. It's like a sneeze. I cry so fucking much too. So you gotta know I'm like super emo. But and I'm really, you know, I think I've been on this, you know, feminism and being really and just really understanding, like, quote unquote, my place in society and what I don't fit into and what I do fit into. So this has been a really top of mind for me. It's been really top of mind. But that's what I found so beautiful about it, is they just did a perfect modern day take on explaining to the masses patriarchy in America. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's everywhere. It's pretty prevalent worldwide, right? But specifically within the United States. And it just hit hard because the moments that were so ironic, like when they're literally rollerblading down and he's like, wow, I just feel so seen and respected and
yeah,
no undertone of violence whatsoever. And she's like, I feel a huge undertone of violence. Like, yeah, she's literally like scared for
her
life.
Why are they staring at me like that?
Why are they staring at me like that? Mm-hmm. Why do I feel unsafe, you know? A group of construction workers. These women will know what to do.
Like, yeah, that was funny. I liked that.
It truly just displayed that story of coming to age as a woman in our society beautifully. It was funny. It was poetic. It was fucking real. It made you sad because it's true. And then it made you leaving like, wow. Can it be changed? It didn't even have this false sense of, let's change this. It had this idea of, we're better than this. Stop being brainwashed, women.
Yeah.
Stop fucking doing that. And when she comes back to Barbie Land, this is the best part, is she comes back to Barbie Land. Ken has taken it over, right, with his bullshit antics. Fucking almost brainwashes all these other Barbies who are like, we love not to think and serve men.
Yeah.
And then they have to unbrainwash these Barbies to be like, wait a second, I'm the fucking president. Like,
yeah,
I'm not serving these boys burgers by the pool. Like, what the fuck? So they unbrainwash these Barbies. And they're like, oh, yeah, fuck. Well, we need to spread the word to the other women. Like, they need to wake the fuck up. We're not here to serve men. We're Barbies. Do you know who we are? This is Barbie Land. Like, this isn't Ken Land. And so at the end of it, she takes Ken aside and apologizes to him for making him think that she let him on or that she needed him in a sense. And he comes to this realization, well, fuck, I don't know who I am. I need Barbie. And she's like, you need to find out who you are without me. And he's like, I can't, which also made me cry just relationship wise, right? I can't be without Barbie. And she apologizes to him. And he doesn't fucking apologize to her for shit.
Yeah.
For one, completely taking over Barbie Land. For two, ruining her dream house, turning all of her friends' brain, you know, doesn't apologize for any of this. Instead, accepts her apology and says, thank you for saying sorry. And I thought that was just such a chef's kiss to the whole fucking movie. I was like, he's literally not going to be like, and I'm sorry too for completely.
Like, let's move on from this, I'm sorry.
Nope. Yeah. He was like, thank you for your apology. She was such the bigger person and was just like, I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. And yeah, and then took back her shit. But it's just like, there were so many moments, pinnacle moments, like these almost like goose eggs, or if that's what you call them, these eggs
that you
uncover. And if I were to go and rewatch it again, I feel like I would find
more. You see
more,
yeah.
But yeah, it hit me just because it was just so well crafted, and it is the society we live in. And you step outside and you have men who are truly still, one,
I saw this guy's TikTok who was like, it made me sad because I walk out of the theater and there's two guys behind me. And one of them was like, yeah, this is truly, this is clearly a movie for girls, clearly a movie for chicks. And he's like, no, he's like, I had so much hope and faith leaving that theater that men out there would make the connection that, one, this is our society, and two, you need to make it a better one for women, because mm-hmm. they feel unsafe, they feel unheard, they feel unseen, they literally feel like they can't be a woman. Like, it's so hard. And she goes on this monologue, and that one made me cry as well. Like, the monologue was just really beautifully done. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that monologue in several different renditions, and even the chick who plays Miranda on Sex and the City,
yeah,
she had a rendition of that where she reiterated the poem. I can't remember that poem, but it was, you know, you're too fat, you need to be thinner, but not too thin, you look sick, you're unwell, you're a slut, prude, you know what I mean? And it's this, all these things that you're like, well, fuck, I just want to fucking be me. Like, you can't do that. You can't be here. You can't be president. You can't be a lawyer and a mom. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all these things where you're just beaten down. And it's hard because, like, our mothers walked so we could run.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically think of our moms who, like, work mm-hmm. their asses off, and who work, and how hard all the women in my life work, versus, like, I have a lot of hardworking men in my life as well, but I feel like these women have to do a 2 to 3 times more dedicated, more consistent, more flawless, more everything, just to be in the same circle.
Yeah.
And it just was really prevalent and well done in that movie. So that's what I took from it. That's what I picked up on it. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this is hitting me right between the tits. Like, this is real.
I also want to say I really enjoyed Ken, like Ryan Gosling. I really did. I was just like, and remember how I said my first thought was when he does the songs?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's totally like, I wasn't expecting him to break out in song.
Takes a left.
Yeah. But that's typically what the woman does in a movie, like, what am I gonna do? Like, I'm lost. You know what I mean? So they flipped it, and it's him just singing about his sorrows. And I just think I liked that because it was a flip. That's normally not what it's like in any movie.
Yeah.
Or any musical or movie, you know. So that's what I enjoyed. He was pretty funny.
The dancing scene.
Yeah.
And I know he caught so much shit for landing that role, and he almost didn't make that role. He initially turned it down, but then his schedule cleared up and he was like, fuck yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And to me, it really does make make it all make sense, because when I remember them first saying they're coming out with a Barbie movie, mm-hmm. and Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie are the you know, Ken and Barbie, and I remember he caught so much shit for being Ken because he's quote unquote too old.
Yeah.
So like all these stereotypical things, especially like our society for men, mm-hmm. dude. I'm sure there was a lot of women who were like, Ryan's not a Ken. I mean, he is, but we need a younger version. Like, Ken's Ken, bro. Ken's supposed to be the Mecca, allegedly.
He doesn't look the best with the blonde hair.
He doesn't look the best with blonde hair. And I was like, are those abs sprayed or are those real? Those are real. They're just enhanced sprayed.
He's
like,
always looked good,
but
though.
It's because the rendition of Ken that he portrayed is not the one that we were thinking. It's the real fucking Ken.
Yeah.
And it was the I need attention. I need this. I need that.
Barbie,
and like,
Barbie, watch
Barbie,
me.
Look at me. Look at me, Barbie. And it's just like, oh my God. He is not the Ken we wanted. He's the Ken we needed.
Yeah.
Like, it really came through. And I was like, honestly, if anybody else played this. So I was thinking, like, you know, Ryan Reynolds, also quote unquote too old to play Ken, is what another one, but he would have brought a humor, his sarcastic mm-hmm. humor, and that was not Ken. And like, there's just a lot of other younger actors that people thought would have been a better role, but I just truly feel they wouldn't have embodied mm-hmm. what Ken was about. Ken was about discovering the patriarchy as a man and jumping right in. And like, he killed
it. Well, and they had like the right chemistry, I think.
They did. They played off each other well. He still gave her the spotlight, mm-hmm. even though he's Ryan motherfucking Gosling.
Yeah.
But
that's what I was thinking too. He had to take away himself to say, like, this is not my movie.
He's truly a supporting character.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. It's not the Ken movie, it's the Barbie movie. And there was just so many different women that were cast to originally play Barbie.
Uh-huh.
And Margot Robbie was actually, so she co-produced this.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she originally did not want to be in the movie.
Oh.
So their first, like, both the director and her, mm-hmm. both came to the conclusion that chick who played Wonder Woman, can't remember her, the real, oh God.
Oh,
that yeah. princess. Yeah. Okay, they wanted
I
her.
I got told that, Wonder Woman, which one's that?
Yeah. The real, she has an accent. She's, oh
I was
God.
Once told I looked like her in well, Vegas.
She's, Gal Gadot.
Okay, now Gal put Gadot. Her up to me.
Gal Gadot.
It's the same.
The same, but different. Literally, this lady bro. Came up to me and was like, you look like, so, and knew the
That's
name.
Her fucking name, dude.
And I was like, for real? They really did say that to me. They were old, though.
Then they were not lying to you.
You think?
Yeah. You probably look real good.
Obviously, I don't look like her, but I guess I resembled her to them. But I do get called a Persian princess sometimes.
Yeah, as I think she is.
You shake your head at me, Corrado.
So, yeah, so coming back. So Margot Robbie co-produced this.
Mm-hmm.
And they originally wanted Gal Gadot as Barbie. But
that
she,
would not have worked.
It wouldn't have worked. And that's the thing, too. She couldn't because of scheduling conflicts. Yeah. Mind you, both Ryan and Margot got paid equally for this, a whopping $12.5 million to do this. But this is the number one grossing movie by a female director in our time of all time. So it's hitting billion. Like,
that's really
it
good.
It is huge in the box office.
Well, I saw those posts. They were like, see the Barbie movie or Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
And they're like, one's directed by a woman. Like, people were like posting that. So make your choice.
Yeah. And then don't get me wrong, Oppenheimer put up a good fight for a long run. It was a great dual opening.
Maybe we should go see that.
Yeah, we got to do Oppenheimer and we'll talk about that too. It would be a good, one. So,
well, I'm just saying we should go see that just to say we did.
And then a side part, side tangent. I also saw that Tom Cruise's movie released also. It was like the
Who's fucking watching? Exactly.
He was so mad because his director also was an Oppenheimer, and so he basically, you know, what do you say, monopolized the IMAX theaters. So Tom Cruise's movie was only going to be in regular theaters for like a week or two. He was fucking pissed. Felt that it bastardized his movie release.
How many Mission Impossibles do we need?
Yeah,
to have?
Sit down, Tom
but
Cruise.
I will say
we're done.
We're not. But
glad you do
did
your own
the
stunts.
Real fucking stunt. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's on a motorcycle and he goes off the ramp and
fucking and then pulls the shoot. Yeah, dude. Tom Cruise is nobody to fuck
did
with.
Did you see the people how scared they were in that
nuts.
Video? Like,
he
did
it like
it?
Six times.
But
too.
This is what I'm saying. Okay, I'll give you that, but doesn't mean I'm gonna go watch Mission Impossible.
One,
I'm so proud of you.
I know you can't control
it. You're a risk taker. You get off on that shit. Let's not
I
get
love
it
that
twisted.
For you.
Yeah.
You have more money than God. It's fine. Yeah, cool, Tom Cruise. I'm sorry about that. Sorry about your loss, buddy. But no, nobody is. Nobody cares. So I'm really glad that it's doing so fucking well and continues to do well. Barbie sales are through the roof. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is just on the up and up. But I think, yeah, I just truly don't want people to...
Why do you think it was... Sorry, this came to mind. Why do you think it was PG-13? Because there was no, like...
I thought it was PG-13 because there are... There's just a higher level of humor that comes with it. I didn't hear, because I no cuss words, right? Or no bleeps. I couldn't remember like a single bleep. But there are some high level conversations, like especially.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying it wouldn't deem it. I don't know. But if you're with your parent, you can go, right?
Oh, you're PG. Yeah, well, because my, I don't think they give a shit. It's whoever buys the fucking ticket can go. But
well,
yeah,
once
it's advised.
I was not, do you want to go into that? When I was 18, they wouldn't let me into a rated R movie because they thought I wasn't 18. I had to show my ID and everything.
Interesting. I don't know if that works for that. Because I remember my parents were like, oh, we're going to the Barbie movie and we're going to take, my son, Dominic. And I was like, oh, okay, because we really didn't know what Barbie movie was.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, I don't know. He didn't, like, he danced to all the dances and liked the music. And then I go watch it. And I was like, no. And even, I was like, would I take Sissy to this movie? Not right now.
No,
I probably would take her in a little bit when she's finally like, because it almost like, to be quite honest, it almost makes you pre-woke, like, as a chick.
Yeah.
As a girl watching this, you're like, oh, my God, but that is our society. And that is what I didn't I didn't think I feared men. I didn't think I couldn't be whoever I wanted. Or when she, specifically the part that got me in my heartstrings is when she goes to the fucking boardroom of Barbie and she was like, I need to talk to the CEO. And he, Will Ferrell's like, that's me. And she's like, no, no, I need to speak to a woman in power. Your CFO.
That's me.
Your CMO. That's me. She's like, I need to talk to a woman in power right fucking now. And bitch couldn't find one. And then the wonderful analogy that is, just get in the box.
That was scary.
Wait,
yeah.
Just get in the box. And she, you know, she's like, okay, wait. Okay. And he's like, well, that was easy to put a woman in a box. And she gets in the box and they start, you know, kind of strapping her in. And she's like, wait, I have to go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? And it was so, it just hit me because I was like, what a fucking analogy is this right in front of my face? They're feeding it to us so well done. And it was just poetry, honestly. It was so good. But no, I would not bring my kids to it.
No, that makes sense. I was just asking.
There were parts of it that were so beautifully done. I would want her to see the front half of it where it's like, oh my God.
Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Yeah.
And then to have this like narrative as we leave the theater through it, holding the door for each other, or any time another woman picks up another woman to be like, hi, Barbie. You know what I mean? Like, I see you, girl. Like, I see you living, being whoever the fuck you want to be, because this is a woman's world type of vibe. And when they're driving, you know, flying their rocket back into Barbie land, and she's like, it's basically like your world, except everything is ran by women. And they were like, this sounds great. And we get there and it's like, oh.
I know, that was funny.
It was just too good. It was, that's why I gave it a 10 out of fucking 10, because it was deep and it was just really, really great. Our producer sends us this article about how
I love that song.
How these women are realizing that they need to break up with their boyfriends after watching the Barbie movie. And it was a cute, I thought it was a very good article. It had a bunch of, you know, different tweets and Reddits of like, you know, am I the asshole 27-year-old female, you know, or 24-year-old female, 27-year-old male for wanting to break up with my boyfriend because he was so fucking rude during the, you know, after the movie, asking her, why are you crying?
Oh, see, why and this crying? Is, well, you were with the wrong man and that just showed you.
Yeah, yeah. Straw that broke the camel's back on that one. Because you know she was literally sitting there like, I gotta break, something's off with this asshole. And I have friends who are dating misogynistic assholes and who are like, I know I need to break up with him, but just not right now. Or like, I want to break up with him. Or it's, they don't even know, they're indifferent. And this is finally like, yep, their reaction to this. So men had like the split ship, right? It's like, one, why are you crying? Two, this movie's clearly for girls. You know what I mean? Other than actually sitting in this emotion with your partner during this movie and understanding that this is a very true, it may not be so literal, but in some sense it was. There were some parts that were very literal. That this is a depiction of the society that we live in, that your girlfriend, your wife, your partner, your anybody lives in.
And they may not day to day deal with everything that was depicted in that movie.
Because it was all smashed in one movie.
Dealt with one or the other, and it's like,
or know somebody who has.
Yeah, but you know what's scary when I think about that and women that have to deal with men like that, that they're with, is you're truly, and I'm not trying to get deep in a relationship of what it is, but aren't you like truly supposed to feel safe with that person? How the fuck do you feel safe when they're like, why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
That statement right there, scary, if you really think about it.
That's not how,
like,
it
mentally
really is.
What are they thinking in their head about you? And like, and this is why you shouldn't date. And this is why you should be a lesbian.
This is why I'm pretty sure I would be a lesbian at the end of this dating saga, which we'll get into.
Hey, next that would be a good article. Girls realize they're going to break up with their boyfriends and be with women.
Just
because
be
women
with
will
other
rule
Barbies.
The world.
I just want to be with other Barbies right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
And like such a safe, warm place that is, you know, all this. That one was really, really great. And then you have the men who I feel were, who understood this, who were like, oh my God, and felt by proxy our pain, our fear, our realizations about this patriarchal society, and really had empathy and also embarrassment on behalf of the male, you know,
sex because mm-hmm. you're looking at it and they're acting like complete idiot barbarians.
Rub my feet. I'm gonna go rub some feet.
What did they say? When they're on the beach, due to that opening scene, and the Kens are going at it, and he was like, "I'm gonna sand your face."
I'm gonna beat you off.
I'm gonna beat you off. And they're like, nobody's gonna beat anybody off.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I'll beat you off first, man. It's just like the fucking funniest scene. And men are like, "No way do we look like that to women." And I'm like, newsflash, you fucking do. How many times have you sat there and watched men just at each other and you're just like, this is so fucking ridiculous. Their tempers, their egos, they're fighting over, did you look at my fucking girl? Did you just look at her right now? Shut up, sit down. Like, just how outlandish they are with their egos and their tempers.
Most men.
Argument you have a lot of these is the ones who are not like that are the Allens. And so that was just another, just where he's like, I'm just Ken's friend. I'm not like him, but I need to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Because Alan wasn't like that.
That was a cute little.
Alan was just like, I'm here. And he's a real fucking.
Who are you?
Alan. I'm Ken's friend. And he was so like, I don't really align with what the Ken does or what Kens are doing. I'm Alan. I get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, I'm not like that.
That was a cute little character.
And you have to understand that truly is the role where you have the chunk of men in our lives who are truly not like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but I'm Alan. And you're like, you're right. There are Alans out here. A lot of the times we get lucky.
Nobody wants to fucking Alan.
No one wants to fucking Alan. Well, you know, we've talked about that before.
It's too nice.
But that also represents the men in our lives and in our society who are not like that, who do life, love women, respect women, whole, you know, are chivalrous, are understanding, have mothers, have sisters, who don't want to rape and pillage groups of women at a time. Yes, they're out there. The hard part is they're not the majority, they're the minority. Mm-hmm. And that's tough to swallow, but it was just really great to see it. And it's sad because I think a lot of men were like, there's no fucking way, like that's not even true because we don't look like that to you guys. And it's like, no, actually, that's kind of how I view most men in my life is they're stupid. You know, you think you guys are, I'm simultaneously scared of my life and my vagina while also pitying you for how dumb you are. And then you get the lucky ones, the ones that you date where you're like, okay, or the ones you befriend mm-hmm. or your fathers sometimes if you're lucky, if you have a woke ass dad. And you're just like, wow, thank God this is the man that we really like. This is the Alan. We respect women. We love women. Dare I say they're our equals. You know what I mean? They're a part of our society. And that is reciprocated by their partners and their daughters and their cousins and everybody around them that says, we love men. We respect men. We help men. We're equal to men. And that's the beauty of the conversation is like, unfortunately, majority of you make us depict you like that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not sorry. Fix it then. Because we feel unsafe. And you're making it unsafe for our women. So do better. We're trying to do better. So you do better. But overall, you gotta watch it. Gotta watch it. And if you break up with your boyfriend
research overall, okay?
Yeah, it's research into yourself overall. Yeah, but
it really is.
Honestly, if you go watch it with a guy who's like, movie kind of sucked. You got a lot to think about. You really do. Like, it'll lead to good conversation. I think it will, ultimately. And if you break up, and then there was another part where a girl was like, I had just broken up with my boyfriend. Then I went to see the Barbie movie and I wasn't so sad after. I was like, you're right. I am powerful. I am independent. Mm-hmm. I did make the right decision. It's okay to not have a Ken. Like, we can still be Barbie and still not have a Ken and be fucking awesome. And still have our own Barbie house. You know what I mean? And our own Barbie car.
A Barbie house and then you'd be next door. Yeah, that's how it was. Well, it was like,
I was literally, can you imagine? Can we just spend a moment daydreaming? This is what a lot of women daydream. But I was like, what's the difference between this and like a tiny home compound where all of us are just living in our own little houses or all of us just buy one big house and it's just all these women that are, hi, Barbie. Hi, Val. Hi. And I wake up and I'm just like, Good morning. What do you have planned today? Oh, I'm going to have a party, and then I'm going to do this. We're going to have a barbecue, nothing big. And it's like, yes. I just want to live there. And then whenever I want, Ken can come over, but he's not spending the night.
Yeah.
He's like, can you imagine
what he was like, can I spend the night? And she goes, it's girls' night. Yeah. And he's like,
can I come over to your house tonight? And she's like, yeah, I'm just having this most amazing party. Everybody in town is invited, and we're going to have a dance off. It's going to be great. He's like, yes. And then he asks you to kind of spend the night, and all of them are like ready for a slumber party. And they're like, Barbie, come on. And she's like, no, it's girls' night. And he's like, okay.
But that shit never happens when girls are with me. Okay, now I'm going on to a way different thing. But that is one of those things where if your friend's like, hey, do you want to go do this? Oh, sorry, I'll be with Bob tonight. Like, yeah. It's like it was complete opposite of, oh, yeah. No, it's girls' night. Like,
yep. Oh, my God.
And
yep.
Now, and here it's like, that is something I missed until now. But here and now in real life, it's like, well, I have to have a girls' night soon. Mm-hmm. And then your husband has to approve that. Mm-hmm. Like,
or God forbid you have kids, yeah, right? And you're like, hey, you need to watch the kids because I want to go to girls' night. Well, how long is it going to be? Mm-hmm. Can you just like make dinner and then head out? And like, oh my God, I remember that. I made dinner. It's in the fridge. Put it in the oven. I'm going to be back probably tomorrow morning. I'll be back early morning. But make them breakfast. There's pancakes in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're just like, meh, 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 meh. Just so I can go be with my fucking girls. Yes.
No, it brings up, I think what the point of it is, it brings up conversation with your friends.
Which is what your RTS partner, is all about.
With your friends, with your partner, or your parents, whatever, it brings up good conversation. Yes. To really think.
Which is what RTS is all about. I'm excited for my mom to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I am also looking forward to talking to my dad about it.
Ooh.
Because before he left, he was like, it's really, and I was like, don't tell me any spoilers. I want to go into it with an open mind. And he was like, I thought it was really good.
Oh, your dad said it was really good?
Yeah. So I want to go talk to him.
He's growing.
I know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to go talk to him about it. But yeah, I just think it's great. Really excited about it. I'm glad it's doing well. Mm-hmm. I don't even get mad at that success for that because it's spreading a message.
Yeah.
And so I'm about it. But yeah, overall. Hi, Barbie.
Bye, Barbie.
Bye, Barbie.
Buy our merch.
Your RTS artist and songs. This is an artist off of TikTok. I've actually found quite a few really good artists off of TikTok. Maybe we'll do a little mini series of TikTok artists. But this is Cody, I believe is how you pronounce it. K-O-D-E. Like, and the song is Who Am I? Enjoy.
I live in this life where I try to find comfort doing what they seek. I'm finding myself in this endless loop called what would they think. I started caring less for the things I want and the things I need. Who am I? Who am I? Good question. You decide. What are my suggestions? How do I find the right direction? Who am I? Who am I? Yeah. Who am I? Who am I? Good question. You decide. I wouldn't mind suggestions. How do I find the right direction? Live a lie. Truth's your perception. What can I do that'll make me look like I'm admired? Maybe I don't deserve to take a step in those shoes. How I'm already feeling so tired. By the way, I'm feeling. I can say I don't have a say in my dealings. Really ain't how my brain is stealing. Be away from getting past this ceiling. I always feel like I'm supposed to be someone, anyone but me. Living this life where I try to find comfort doing what they seek. I'm finding myself in this endless loop called what would they think. I started caring less for the things I want and the things I need. Who am I? Who am I? Good question. You decide. What are my suggestions? How do I find the right direction? Who am I? Who am I? Yeah. Who am I? Who am I? Good question. You decide. Suggestions. How do I find the right directions? Live a lie, truth's your perception. I don't really know what code want. Asked myself and had no luck. Feel like I'm trapped in hell with the cobras. I'ma need massive help from Jehovah. Cause lately I feel my decisions ain't neat. Body keep moving, my brain is asleep. Stuck double cruising, it's taking the lead. And following orders not coming from me. I wish I could see my brain, cut it into pieces and bleed my pain. I just wanna leave my cage, finally start believing all the things I think. Cause hurts, I can't even tell. I just need some help. I don't even know myself, no. Who am I? Who am I? Good question. You decide. What are my suggestions? How do I find the right direction? Who am I? Who am I? Yeah. Who am I? Who am I? Good question. You decide. What are my suggestions? How do I find the right direction? Live a lie. Truth's your perception.